It's 2:41 on WTOP. If you watch or listen to NFL or Major League Baseball games, you cannot escape them. The constant ads for the daily fantasy sports websites, FanDuel and DraftKings, they are the two biggest players in what has become almost overnight a multi-billion dollar industry. You have the chance to win money, sometimes big money, up to $1 million in one day. Maybe you play it. Maybe you're thinking about it. But New Jersey Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone is asking for a congressional hearing into whether daily fantasy sports is a form of illegal gambling.
Joining us to talk about it, WTOP digital sports editor Noah Frank, who's written about the emergence of daily fantasy sports on WTOP.com. Noah, hi.
Hi.
So for the uninitiated, really, what's going on here? How does it work?
So for those who are more used to traditional season-long fantasy sports, you're used to drafting a team and you can make trades and, you know, add and drop players, but you're stuck with that team for the whole season. This operates a little differently in the sense that you can refresh every day in the baseball season, every week in the football season with a new team. And also, it's not really a draft. Each player is assigned a value and you're given a salary cap. And you basically, so you know, many different people own the same players. It's about finding the right combinations that will land you in a leaderboard that will hopefully make you money.
And so you put down X amount of dollars depending on what league or tournament you're playing in, and you may or may not win. Is this gambling?
Well, that's the $2.6 billion question, which is the number that the economists say players are going to buy in this year based on their entry fees and whatnot. And that might even be a little low. They're projected that this could, with no regulations, go up to $40 billion by 2020. I mean, this is an exploding industry, 41% growth year over year. Is it gambling? I mean, the thing that it probably most resembles is a poker tournament, for those who are familiar with the online poker boom, where you buy in for a set amount of money and you make some decisions and then leave the rest to chance. And then you get paid out in a structure, and first place gets a lot of money, and it goes down from there, and X percent of the players get paid. I mean, it's a very similar payout structure to what people are probably used to if they played online poker.
So if online poker is not legal, Noah, and this is comparable, why is FanDuel or DraftKings still legal?
Well, there's no laws yet exactly applying to this. It's being classified under fantasy sports, and fantasy sports traditionally, you know, as we've talked about, like if ESPN, for instance, which a lot of people use, or CBS or Yahoo, they'll host a platform, but you're not buying into ESPN. You're spending the money amongst yourselves. They're just providing a platform for it. So this is a little different because the house is taking a cut. It's more like a casino, but they're still calling themselves a fantasy sports website. And to this point, no one has legally defined them as anything other than that. That's sort of the question is, you know, is that where we're headed now? Are there going to be laws that, you know, that are created? Are people going to try to apply the same laws that were used in 2011 to shut down all the poker websites to classify this as gambling?
In our final 20 seconds, Congressman Pallone comes from a state, New Jersey, that was denied a chance to establish legal sports betting like Nevada's. This sour grapes on his part?
I mean, it's a good economic decision probably on his part to try to get in on it. What's going to be really interesting to see in terms of how it plays out is there's so many agreements now. The leagues have bought in, have marketing agreements with these various, you know, sites. And now even the broadcast companies, the ones who are getting paid to air these spots, have money. They're now investing, so it's this money circle going in where not only are they getting supported and a lot of their ad buys are being bought up by these companies, but they're now investing on the back end in these companies. So you have the major giants in broadcasting and in terms of the leagues invested in this, which is going to make it a lot harder, I think, to prosecute or to set up laws against than the poker websites.
Well, we'll follow up with you as this stuff starts to unfold on the Hill. Thanks so much, Noah.
Thanks, guys.
Digital sports editor Noah Frank.